So, good morning, everybody.
How are you?
So good to be here.
كويس نكون هنا.
It's not my first time in Egypt.
مش أول مرة أجي مصر.
But it's my first time ministering in Egypt.
بس أول مرة أخدم في مصر.
So I think it's a big privilege to be here.
فهو امتياز كبير إن أنا بقى هنا.
And I think I already met some of the people. You are wonderful people.
أنا قابلت ناس منكم وأنتوا ناس رائعين.
Very warm.
دافئين.
Very friendly.
ولطف.
Very open.
ومبسوطين.
And lots of laughter, huh?
وضحك
كتير. Yeah, when I got the invitation from Dolphin Case to come over here.
لما جاتني دعوة من Dolphin Case.
I was really excited to come here.
كنت متحمس إن أنا أجي.
And to teach about unity of the heart.
وكنت عايز أعلم عن وحدة القلوب.
And about healing.
وعن الشفاء.
About family.
والأسرة.
And about identity.
والهوية.
Lots of things to talk about.
حاجات كتير نتكلم عنها.
But I think the most important thing for this conference is
واهم حاجه للمؤتمر ده
is that we all open up to the Holy Spirit.
ان احنا نبقى مفتوحين للروح القدس.
And that we open up our hearts to one another.
وان احنا نفتح قلوبنا لبعض.
In order for you and me to open up our hearts, we need to feel safe.
وعشان نفتح قلوبنا لازم نحس بامان.
So let's make this a safe place.
خلونا نعمل بيئه امنه مع بعض.
Where you can really share your heart.
نشارك بيها قلوبنا.
Your doubts.
وشكوكنا.
Maybe even your frustration.
حتى إحباطنا.
Your pain.
وألمنا.
So everything what is said here and what's happening here that stays within this room.
فأي حاجة هتحصل هنا هتفضل في الأوضة دي مش هتتغير.
And we don't judge.
ومش هنحكم على بعض.
We just listen.
إحنا بس هنسمع.
And we comfort each other.
وهنريح بعض.
And we care for one another.
وهناخد بالنا من بعض.
And we ask Jesus to come.
ونسأل يسوع مين؟
Because that's the gospel, huh?
لأن هو الإنجيل.
The good news is that Jesus comes where we are.
إنه الخبر الجاي إنه يسوع بيجي مطرح ما إحنا موجودين.
And he came 2,000 years ago.
هو جاي من 2000 سنة.
But he still comes today.
وما زال بيأتي إلى الآن.
By Holy Spirit.
بالروح القدس.
He comes into your heart, into your situation.
بيجي لموقفك ولقلبك.
And then he says, I love you. I forgive you.
وبسامحك.
I accept you.
وبقبلك.
And I will heal your broken heart.
وأنا هاشفي قلبك المكسر.
Because that was the mission of Jesus.
لأن هذه كانت خدمة يسوع على الصليب.
He came to heal the broken heart.
إن هو يجي يشفي القلوب المكسرة.
So the whole program is very much open to me.
فالبرنامج بالنسبة لي مفتوح.
And after I introduce myself, I will have well some time to just ask what kind of expectations you have.
وبعد ما أقدم نفسي هاخد وقت أشوف إيه توقعاتكم.
And I think we'll try to write them down.
وهحاول أكتبهم.
And then we'll just see how to fit it into the conference.
وهنشوف إزاي ده يتماشى مع الكونفرنس.
It's not about me doing my thing here.
الموضوع لا يتعلق بإن أنا بعمل حاجة معينة هنا.
I really want to be sensitive to you all what you need.
أنا فعلا عايز أكون حساس لاحتياجاتك.
And what God wants to do.
Will Allah is
me. Is that okay?
ده كويس.
So let's first start introducing myself, and I'm going to be very open with you these 3 days. I have my own counseling practice. And I found out that it's very easy for people to open up when I am open. And when I share my struggles. And when I'm vulnerable. So I'm going to share my heart.
إن أنا أشارك قلبي.
My background.
وخلفياتي.
How I met Jesus.
إزاي قابلت يسوع.
What went good.
إيه الحاجات اللي كانت قالت للكويس يعني.
What was bad.
وإيه اللي كان وحش.
And what was really ugly.
وإيه اللي كان قبيح.
And I hope you find the courage to do the same thing.
وأنا أتمنى إن أنتوا عندكم شجاعة إن أنتوا تعملوا نفس الحاجة.
Just to show us the good, the bad, and the ugly.
إن أنتوا تشوفوا إيه كان كويس، إيه الوحش وإيه القبيح.
Because only if we are in the light and we open up, God can touch us.
لأنه لما بنكون في النور بس ولما بنفتح الله بيلمسنا.
And otherwise it will be another exercise in our mind.
وإلا هيكون في تمرين تاني مختلف في أذهاننا.
I see a lot of Christians with a head like that big.
بشوف أسئلة كتير وبتبقى الراس بيتقد كده.
And a very small heart.
وقلب صغير.
And God said, I want to come into your head.
والله بيقول لك أنا عايز أجي في راسك في دماغك.
Of course not. I want to go into your heart.
ما بيقولش كده طبعا بيقول انا عايز اجي قلبك لان هو الموضوع مرتبط بالقلب.
Okay. So let me introduce myself. I'm going to do it in a maybe different way than you used to.
طريقة مختلفة عن اللي متعودين عليها.
just brought some pictures.
أنا جبت شوية صور.
And I'm just going to talk a little bit about who is Henk.
أنا هكلمكم عن مين Henk.
Let me start here.
خليني أبدأ هنا.
That's my wonderful wife, Evelien.
Evelien, مراتي الرائعة.
And we are now married for about 27, 28 years.
إحنا متجوزين من 27, 28 سنة.
I'm still very much in love with her.
وأنا بحبها جداً ما زلت.
I think she's the most lovely, beautiful person on earth.
وهي أجمل وألطف حد على وجه الأرض.
For you.
And I'm a happy man.
Don't feel that it's there.
No. I'm a happy man. Because she loves me too. Yeah, we have three children. Three boys. The oldest was married 3 months ago by Dolph. And all my family was there. From a traditional background. And Dolph was blessing Tim and Yosin. He said, wait a second, I have to prophesy something. Which was quite shocking to a lot of my
friends.
You don't do that in church, you know. But it went well. It was a very special day. My middle son Stefan is also married. To a South African girl. Meeting her family and we had a wonderful time. And then our youngest son, he's 20. He's still studying. And he's enjoying Hotel Vink. Hotel Vink. My house is like a hotel for him, you know. He gets drinks, his laundry is done, you know. He's shopping, we do the shopping for him. We clean his room. So it's hotel thing. But we need to kick him out, I think. Just go on your own, you know. So this is my wife's shop. She started a women's clothing shop. And she says, I'm not selling clothes. I'm giving advice to ladies. I want to make them beautiful. From small size to large size.
They want it here.
Yeah, but you need to come to Holland. Sometimes some ladies, they hate shopping. I can't imagine that.
Some ladies hate shopping?
Yeah, they hate shopping. And they come into the shop and says, Evelien, I'm desperate, please help me. And then she looks at the lady.
And
says, this is your color, this is your style. Let me get something for you. Ladies go out of the shop crying. And from there on she has little conversations now with people. They're opening up their hearts. I always joke with her. I say, this is your church. This is my company. Finch. It's the English word for Vink. Finch.
English
That's my business IT company. I consult big multinationals in the area of IT and change management.
دي شركتي في مجال الIT وبشتغل شغل مشهورة للشركات الكبيرة للIT.
Yeah. And I also do counseling and coaching for my company.
وبعمل مشورة وcoaching. تدريب.
Here I'm teaching. I love to teach. I love to train people. And I've done it in many countries already. I've been in India, I've been here in India. And a lot of Eastern former Soviet Union countries. And also in Europe.
With
Finland.
Finland.
Yeah. So I love that. And my passion really is to see people healed and restored.
انا بحب كده وفعلا العشوائي ان انا اشوف الناس مشفيه ومسترده.
And anything which hinders that or blocks that.
واي حاجه بتقفل ده.
That needs to be removed.
خلينا نشيلها.
So I love problems.
I love
problems.
Problems.
Problems, yes.
انا بحب المشاكل.
Work.
Work. So problems are there to be solved.
لان المشاكل معموله عشان تتحل.
This is support trust.
The support trust.
That's a foundation we started about 10 years ago, supporting missionaries.
دي مؤسسة احنا ابتديناها من كام سنة علشان ندعم الخدمات.
And all kinds of projects all over the world.
وبندعم مشاريع حوالين العالم.
So this is my office.
ده مكتبي.
So if you want to come for a counseling session, you need to come to Holland, then you can sit in this chair here.
فلو عايزين مثلا حاجة مشهورة ولا حاجة ممكن تروح المرج بتاع ده تقعد على
الكرسي ده.
I'll
sit on the other side.
وأنا هقعد.
I'll tell you, I'll ask you what kind of difficult questions.
وهشوف الأسئلة
الصعبة. So you see, I'm a busy man.
فأنا راجل مشغول زي ما تشوف.
But I'm not burned out.
بس أنا مش محمل مش
متأخر. I love to work.
أنا بحب أشتغل.
I do a lot of stuff.
وبعمل حاجات كتير.
And I have a lot of energy.
وعندي طاقة كبيرة.
And a lot of passion.
وعندي مشاعر كبيرة.
And it's so it's great for me to be here, you know, to meet you and see what God is going to do. But sometimes you need to play.
بس أحيانا محتاجين نلعب.
This is one of my things I do. I sail at sea.
أنا بحب أبحر ودي من الحاجات اللي بحب أعملها أهو.
In Holland, in the North Sea.
في هولندا.
In the summertime.
في وقت الصيف.
Goes very fast.
بيمشي بسرعة جدا.
And it can be dangerous.
ومو خطير.
I love it.
وأنا بحبه.
Riding my bike.
وعندي موتوسيكل اهو.
Squash.
وبلعب سكواش.
I love to squash.
وبيحب يلعب سكواش.
That's also a very frenetic sport, you know. It needs a lot of energy, tactics.
رياضة عصبية محتاجة طاقة كبيرة.
Skills.
ومهارة.
Yeah. And then the lastly is Soul Survivor. Somebody knows Soul Survivor?
وآخر حاجة دي Soul Survivor.
It's a big youth ministry in England and also in Holland.
دي خدمة كبيرة في إنجلترا وفي منها في هولندا.
And the biggest thing we do every year is a festival with about 2,000 young people coming up, coming and showing up.
وبنعمل مهرجان كل سنة بيبقى فيه بتاع 2,000 شاب.
Where we teach, invite the Holy Spirit.
بنعلم وبندعو الروح القدس.
And tremendous things are happening there every year.
وحاجات مهولة بتحصل هناك.
So that's about it. Any questions?
ده أنا هأخد أسئلة.
I will share more about my background later, because today, before lunch, we are going to talk about my journey and your journey.
أنا هشارك دوا أكتر لأن قبل الغداء هنتكلم عن رحلتي ورحلتك.
So what do you see here?
اللي تشوفينه هنا.
What do you see?
شايفين إيه هنا؟
A suitcase, huh?
Shanta suitcase.
Things I need in a suitcase. Like an X-ray, eh? You go to the airport and you need to travel to Holland. Then you have to put your bag in there.
هي شنطة فعلاً لما بتروح المطار وتبقى مسافر هولندا وعندك شنطة.
Yeah. Your heart is like a suitcase.
قلبك عامل زي الشنطة.
It's full of stuff.
مليان حاجات.
And usually we don't want to look at it.
وعادة مش بنحب نبص
إليه. Especially when it's the bad and the ugly.
خصوصا لما يبقى الموضوع الوحش والقبيح كتير.
But the Bible says, guard your heart above everything.
إنه راقب قلبك قبل أي حاجة.
Because in it the sources of life are.
لأنه منه مخارج الحياة.
So your heart is very important.
فقلبك مهم جدا.
So what we will do today before lunch, you will do like an X-ray on your heart.
فاللي هنعمله قبل الغداء إن إحنا نعمل أشعة إكس على قلبك.
And actually, there's a very easy way to do it. And I'll explain it a little bit later. It's a very safe way. So don't worry. But I'm traveling through life and I take with me. I grew up in a pretty dysfunctional family.
أنا كبرت sorry you grew up in
dysfunctional family
في
broken family
في أسرة مكسرة أو مشتتة
yeah my mom was really loving and caring.
أمي كانت محبة ومترعانة.
Emotionally not affected. Not affected.
بس عاطفيا ما كانش ده بيلمسنا.
My father was working very hard.
كان أبويا بيشتغل بجد جدا.
But he was basically absent all the time.
بس هو كان غايب كل الوقت.
And I remember when I was a teenager, about 15 years old.
ولما كنت 15 سنة مراهق.
I was so depressed.
أنا كنت مكتئب جدا.
That I want to kill myself.
وكنت عايز أنتحر.
I said, life is useless. There's no sense in life. Why bother, you know? I was going to church. Traditional church. Traditional church. But I didn't know Jesus. And I didn't know the Father. And I remember then, because I felt so depressed that I started to search for God. And I had a Bible in a very difficult old Dutch translation. Which I didn't understand at all. So I bought myself a simple translation. And then I started to read Romans, the book of Romans. And God showed me in that book it's not by law, but it's by grace.
وربنا وراني انه مش بالقانون لكن بالنعمه.
And like it was a big revelation to my heart.
وده كان اعلان قوي لقلبي.
And I just simply gave my heart to Jesus.
وببساطه اديت حياتي للمسيح.
And I didn't even know the expression giving your heart to Jesus.
وانا حتى ما كنتش عارفه يعني ايه تعبير ان انا ادي قلبي للمسيح.
But from that moment on my life changed.
لكن من اللحظه دي انا حياتي اختلفت.
I would talk to my father in heaven every day.
وكنت بتكلم لابويا في السماوات كل يوم.
And he would encourage me.
وكان بيشجعني.
And he would help me. He would reveal to me things. And I was very angry and very frustrated with my parents those days. And that's where my traveling began with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And all the things I'm sharing now with you, and we will share those 3 days, it's not from a book.
كل اللي احنا هنشاركه وكل اللي انا بشاركه معاك دلوقتي مش من كتاب معين.
It's from my life.
لكن من حياتي.
What happened to me.
ايه اللي حصل ليا.
What happened to me and my wife and my
ايه اللي حصل ليا ولمراتي وعيالي.
We had a big battle to fight the last 30 years.
احنا كان عندنا معركة كبيرة ناخدها السنين
فاتت. If you would have seen me now and you could compare like 30 years ago and right now, I'm a completely different person.
30 or 15.
30 years.
لو انت قارنت لو شفتين دلوقتي وقارنت ما بين انا دلوقتي و 30 سنة فاتوا هتبقى شخص مختلف خالص.
I'm completely changed.
اختلفت بالكامل.
But I will tell you about it a little bit later.
بس انا هقول لكم عن ده بعدين.
Okay. So if we are talking about your journey, let's wait a little bit. We are going to take some chairs, I think. Is this okay for you? Is the base okay?
هو ده ال
Yeah.
الأساس ده كويس تمام؟ احنا ماشيين كويس خلاص؟
It's not yet boring.
الموضوع مش ممل لسه؟
So tell me, yeah.
لما لو ممل قولوا لي.
Because they will do something else.
لأن احنا ممكن نعمل حاجة تانية.
Okay.
ماشي.
So if you travel through life.
فأنا ماشي في الحياة.
Then you can ask yourself where do you come from?
انت بتسأل نفسك انا جيت منين.
And I just told you where I come from a little bit.
وانا يا دوب عرفت انا
جاي. Who are you?
انت مين.
It speaks about your identity.
خلينا نتكلم عن هويتك.
If I look at you for example.
مثلا لما ببص لك.
I see someone and you have an identity.
انا بشوف حد هوية.
Who are you?
انت مين.
Your identity, yeah.
هويتك.
Where are you going?
انت رايح فين.
What's your destiny?
ايه مصيرك.
What's your purpose in life?
ايه هدفك.
What's your vision?
ايه رؤيتك.
What's your goal?
ايه هدفك.
And who's traveling with you?
مين اللي بيمشي معاك.
How do you relate to other people?
ازاي بتتواصل مع ناس تانية.
How is your family?
ازاي اسرتك.
Your friends, your wife, your children.
ايه اصدقائك مراتك ولادك.
So where do you come from speaks about security.
انت جاي منين بيتكلم عن الامان.
Where I belong.
المكان اللي انا بنتمي ليه.
My identity, who are you?
مين انت بتتكلم عن الهوية.
My purpose, destiny.
هدفي او مصيري.
And this is traveling with me is how do you relate to God and to other people.
ومين اللي مسافر معايا ازاي بيتكلم عن ازاي بتتواصل مع الناس اللي حواليك ومع الله.
Those are the four major teams for basically almost anyone. True? Okay. So what does the Bible say about that? So God's original idea. Well, actually, it all started in Genesis with the creation of man. The story about Adam and Eve speaks about Adam and Eve walking in the garden and being close to God, feeling really at home. And they felt loved and accepted, which could not be earned.
والحاجات دي ما ينفعش
تكتسب
وما ينفعش تخسر ما
ينفعش
تكسبها او تخسرها هما كانوا حاسين بامان كانوا حاسين هما بينتموا لده ده ليهم
close to God
هما قريبين من الله
perfectly loved and accepted
ومحبوبين بالكامل
like a little baby over there
في بيبي هنا
she can't do anything I mean she poops and she cries and she wants to eat
هي ما بتعملش حاجه غير هي تعمل كوكي وتعيط وتاكل
but she's totally loved
بس محبوبة بالكامل.
Totally accepted.
ومقبولة بالكامل.
She's secure.
وفي أمان.
And that's the image. There you go. So that's the first thing, security. Identity, who are you?
أول حاجة ده الأمان، ثاني حاجة الهوية، أنت مين؟
We are created in the image of God.
إحنا مخلوقين على صورة الله.
We look like God.
إحنا بنشبه الله.
So you and me are unique.
فأنا وأنت مميزين.
And God is so creative in creating us.
والله كان خلاق جدا في خلقنا.
There is another person the same.
مفيش كل حد فريد من نوعه مفيش حد زي بعضه.
So never compare yourself to somebody else.
عمرك ما تقارن نفسك بحد.
You are unique.
أنت منفرد.
It's amazing.
مذهل.
Destiny.
المصير.
Where are you going?
انت رايح فين?
God gave Adam and Eve a purpose.
الله ادى لادم وحواء هدف.
Rule and submit to the earth.
كان بيقول لهم تحكموا في الارض وتتبعوها ليكم.
Give everything a name.
وادوا لكل حاجه اسم.
And we're still doing that today. Yeah?
وما زلنا بنعمل كده.
We are still discovering so much about God's creation.
احنا ما زلنا بنكتشف حاجات كتير عن الخليقه ما كناش بنكتشفها.
In the very, very, very small. On the subatomic level now?
In the very, very
small. Very small.
من الصغير قوي قوي.
We're discovering God's creation. And now also the very big in the universe.
لغاية الحاجات الكون الكبيرة قوي كل ده بنكتشف خليقة الله.
And we are so excited about that.
وإحنا متحمسين جدا إن ده مشينا كده.
Well, that's one of the purposes, you know.
دي حاجة من الأهداف بتاعتنا.
Discovering. Destiny.
الاكتشاف.
And intimacy.
الحميمية.
Adam and Eve were together.
Adam وحواء كانوا مع بعض.
And this is an interesting story. Before Eve was created, Adam was alone.
ودي قصة مشوقة. قبل ما حواء تتخلق كان آدم لوحده.
He felt secure.
هو كان حاسس بأمان.
He knew who he was.
وكان عارف هو مين.
He was created in the image of God.
لأن هو كان مخلوق على صورة الله.
He was related to God, so he knew who he was.
وكان متواصل في الله فكان عارف هو مين.
He also had a destiny.
وكان عنده مصير.
But God said it's not good for a man to be alone.
بس الله قال ليس جيدا ان يكون ادم وحيد.
Was Adam lonely?
هل كان ادم وحيد؟
No.
لا.
Because loneliness came after the fall.
لانه احساس الوحده ده جاء بعد الظهور.
He was alone.
هو كان لوحده بس ما كانش وحيد.
There was no equal with whom he could share.
ما كانش في حد شبهه ينفع يشارك معاه.
We humans are created to be intimate with God and one another.
احنا البني ادمين مخلوقين عشان نبقى في حميميه مع الله ومع بعض.
To relate and to share.
ان احنا نتواصل ونشارك.
And I already noticed that you love talking.
وانا خدت بالي ان انتوا بتحبوا الكلام.
Very close to one another.
وانتوا قريبين من بعض.
That's intimacy.
دي الحميمية.
But let me tell you a nice story about Adam and Eve.
بس خليني أحكي لكم قصة لطيفة عن آدم وحواء.
Adam was alone.
آدم كان لوحده.
And then God brought Adam into a deep sleep.
وبعد كده ربنا نيمه ونوم عميق.
And you know the story, man.
عارفين القصة؟
Yeah. So then God took a part of Adam.
وبعد كده الله خد جزء من آدم.
And he created Eve.
وخلق حواء.
And then Adam woke up.
وبعدين لما صحي آدم.
And then he looked at Eve.
بص الحواء.
And he said, hey, I missed a piece.
وقال إيه ده أنا في حتة ناقصة.
Wow, what a piece.
قال إيه ده هذه حتة.
I want to connect to you.
أنا عايز أتواصل معاكي.
We want to be one again.
ونبقى مع بعض تاني حاجة واحدة.
Because without you, I'm not complete anymore.
لأنه من غيرك أنا مش كامل.
I miss a part.
لأن أنا عندي جزء ناقص.
And that's what the Bible calls the love of Eros.
وده
Eros.
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 Yeah. Eros. Eros love.
This is the name.
The attraction between man and woman. Because now as a man I cannot fully express the image of God. Because part of me has been given to the woman. And now also woman expresses the part of God. So and I would like to unite with that part.
Yeah.
And that's also the base for marriage. Adam and Eve were created in the image and likeness of God.
Of what?
The image and the likeness of God.
Adam and Hawa اتخلقوا على صورة الله وعلى مثاله.
And when Adam and Eve got children.
ولما آدم وحواء عندهم أطفال.
What do children need in the family?
الأطفال بيعملوا إيه للأسرة؟
Security.
أمان.
Identity.
محتاجين
الأسرة. Destiny.
أمان. هوية ومصير.
So family is God's idea of recreating His image in the earth.
فالأسرة هي فكرة الله عن إعادة الخليقة تاني في الأرض.
Yeah, you got it. So family is the most important thing on earth.
فالأسرة هي أهم حاجة على الأرض.
In a family, we all grew up in a family.
إحنا كلنا كبرنا في أسر.
And that's where you felt secure.
وحسينا بالأمان فيها.
And that's where you discovered who you are.
واكتشفنا إنه إحنا مين.
We didn't feel it.
لو انت محتاج استرداد وشفاء.
You can ask yourself, restore to what? Restore to what? What was the original plan?
لو انت هتسترد لايه؟ ايه الخطة الأساسية بتاعتك؟
The more you realize what the original plan is.
لما انت بتدرك ايه الخطة الأساسية كانت ايه في الأول.
The more you realize what you miss.
انت بتشوف انت مفتقد ايه؟
Like she is responding now.
زي ما هي بدلتي
I don't feel secure.
ما حسيتش انا بعيد.
Because now I'm telling you about God's original plan and you immediately realize, that's what I miss. That's the result of sin. But God's original plan was that His image was recreated in the earth through the
family.
So Adam and Eve got children in their image and likeness. And their marriage was the base for the family. And their relationship with God was the base for their marriage. And that is how the glory of God should have been multiplied in the earth. Because the glory of God is us. We are created in the image of God. So can you imagine now the devil showing up? The devil is showing up in the scene here. And he thinks, and he looks at you and me, he looks at Adam and Eve. And he hates God. But when he looks at you and me, he sees God. And that's why he hates us. So that's the reason why the enemy is trying to destroy families.
وعلشان كده شيطان بيحاول يحطم الاسره.
If he destroys the marriage and the family.
لان هو لو حطم الزواج والاسره.
And the children are not secure, they don't discover their identity, destiny and intimacy.
والاطفال لو هم مش حاسين بامان، لو ما اكتشفوش هويتهم، لو ما عرفوش مصيرهم.
He wants to destroy the image of God in the world.
هو كده بيدمر صوره الله في الارض.
So around the family.
في الاسره.
There's a big battle going on.
في معركة كبيرة.
And you see it all around you.
وانت بتشوف المعارك دي حواليك في كل حتة.
But more about it later.
اتكلم أكتر بعدين.
I'll keep you interested.
أنا هخليكم متشوقين.
So let's look at growing up.
خلينا نبص بقى على النمو.
This is coming from psychology.
ده موضوع جاي من علم النفس.
And it tells you that when you are a child, you go to different stages of life.
وبيحكي في انه انت طفل بتمشي في مراحل مختلفه في حياتك.
You could say seasons.
ممكن تقول مواسم.
So between 0 and 2 years the focus is security.
ما بين 0 لسنتين انت بنبقى مركزين على الامان.
So when in this phase everything goes well and your parents and the family is healthy.
لو كل حاجه كانت كويسه في فتره السن دي واهلك عندهم صحه نفسيه مظبوطه يعني
there is security, safeness, trust and bonding.
بيكون في امان وبيكون في امان وبيكون في ثقه وبيكون في اتصال.
Yeah.
Because we have same translation for
the word. Oh, really? Oh. If the family is not healthy.
لو العيله مش صحيحه مش صحيه.
The child feels abandoned. Fear, mistrust, disconnected.
بيحس الطفل بيحس بالتخلي، بيحس بخوف، وبيحس بعدم ثقة، وبيحس بإن هو مش متصل.
This is what we call wounds.
وده اللي بنسميه جراح.
Deep wounds.
جراح عميقة.
Of feeling abandoned.
إن أنت تحس بالتخلي.
Fear.
خوف.
And not able to really connect on a very deep level.
ومش بتبقى قادر إنك تتواصل في مستوى عميق.
The second phase.
ثاني مرحلة من 2
لـ 4 This is the phase where a child learns, hey, I have a will of my own.
من سنتين لأربع سنين اللي هي هوية الطفل بيتعلم أنا عندي هوية.
If mom says yes, I can say no.
لو أمي قالت أنا هقول لأ عايزة.
Yeah. So this is the phase of boundaries and responsibility and self-confidence.
المرحلة دي مرحلة الحدود والمسؤوليات والثقة بالنفس.
And this is the first time you see really a character in your child.
ودي أول مرحلة أنت بتشوف فيها شخصية بطفلك.
And if you bless that.
ولو باركت ده.
You encourage that.
وشجعت ده.
And you deal with boundaries properly.
وتعاملت مع الحدود بشكل لائق.
Then the child is developing a strong sense of identity.
الطفل هينمو على حاجة هوية قوية.
However, if it goes wrong there.
لو حصل مشاكل في السن ده.
The child without a will, irresponsible, lack of self-trust, without boundaries.
هيكون ما عندوش إرادة، هيكون غير مسؤول، هيكون ما عندوش ثقة بالنفس، ومش هيبقى عنده حدود.
Yeah. Then the next phase is your sex. That means your sexual identity.
من 4 لـ 5 سنين ده بيتكون فيه الهوية الجنسية عند الطفل.
This is the phase where you need to be confirmed in your sexual identity.
دي المرحلة اللي انت بتحتاج فيها تأييد على هويتك الجنسية.
So the girl wants to marry dad and the boy wants to marry his mother.
فبيبقى غالبا البنت عايزة تتجوز باباها والولد عايز يتجوز امه.
That can be a lot of confusion there.
وبيكون في اضطراب كبير.
Imagine that your mother has been abused, sexually abused.
لو مثلا الأم كان حصل لها اعتداء جنسي بأي شكل.
How can she then transfer her femininity to her little girl?
ازاي ممكن توصل انوثتها او تعلم الطفله الصغيره بنتها
الام. Or if she's angry at men, you know, she might not be able to relate to her little boy.
لو هي عندها غضب على الرجاله ازاي ممكن تتواصل مع ابنها.
So confusion and pain.
فبيكون في بقى اضطراب.
Yeah.
الحته الاخيره دي يعني هو الطفل بيتمدد لسبع سنين اكتر. أنا شوفته إنها تمتد لسبع سنين اللي هي بتكتشف الجنس والعاطفة وكبرت أولا.
Just as a gender change, it goes from 4 years to 7 years in the brain. It's just not just 1 year, it's extends to 3 years, that is much shorter.
Yeah, that's okay. There are different opinions about that. Two years, 3 years. You could say around 4 or 5 it starts, and sometimes it goes on to 7.
Is it necessary for the girl to discover the difference between a boy or what is boy and what's girl? And is it necessary to discover her or his sexual organs?
Yeah, that's happening in that phase.
They accept the maturity.
That's happening. Okay, let's continue. Because this is not really a lesson about psychology, but just wanted to show you this. Just to give you an idea what's happening in your growing up. It is said, you know, that at the age of 6, the basis for your personality is already laid in the family.
عند سن 6 بيبقى الاساس بتاع شخصيتك اترمى بالفعل.
Amazing, yeah? 6 year old.
حاجة مسهلة 6 سنين. This is very disappointing.
But you can change, you can heal.
ينفع تتغير وينفع تتشافوا.
But then between 6 and 11.
وبعدين من 6 ل 12.
This is when a child goes to school.
بيبتدي الطفل يروح مدرسة.
A lot of things are there, you know, development of gifts, talents, skills, self-trust. And usually this is the phase where the first time in your life you really experience for yourself rejection. And maybe even some confusion there. And the lie is here, my self-worth is in what I do. If I perform well, I feel good about myself. If I do something wrong, I'm a bad person. Of course, that's not true. Your behavior is something else than your word as a person. Puberty. 12 between 18, the puberty phase.
Puberty, what's puberty?
Teenage.
Ah, teenage.
Very interesting time for parents. Where it used to be the parents here, the children there.
ودايما بيبقى الاب هنا والطفل هنا.
Which is okay.
وده ماشي كويس.
Now the children's come on the equal level.
لكن دلوقتي فجأة الطفل بقى في نفس المستوى، مستوى موازي.
And they will even try to do this, you know.
وأحيانا الأطفال بيحاولوا يطلعوا فوق كمان.
So it's a power struggle. Power struggle.
وبيبقى صراع فوق.
Because now they are into growing up.
لأن هما بيكبروا.
And actually a puber is going through the same thing. Security, where do I belong?
ونرجع تاني في مرحلة المراهقة دي نشوف موضوع الأمان بيبان تاني هو أنا بنتمي فين؟
Nah, I don't want to belong to my parents, I belong to my friends.
وأحس إن أنا لا أنا مش عايز أنتمي للأهلي أنا عايز أنتمي لأصحابي.
And identity, who am I?
وبيرجع تاني
What are my gifts, my talents, what can I do, what do I want in life?
موضوع الهوية، إيه مواهبي، إيه مهاراتي، أنا عايز أعمل إيه، أنا بعمل إيه؟
And sexuality is also again very important there.
All
the physical developments in your body. And of course your destiny. What happens a lot here in this phase is compensation. Compensation. Let me give you an example. In certain countries, a lot of teenagers have a lot of sex.
Sorry?
In some countries, a lot of teenagers have already sex with a lot of people. And you wonder why are they doing that? Why do they try to find in the Eros something they miss probably? They missed on the agape love and the motherly and the fatherly love, and they tried to compensate it with Eros love.
بيفتكرينها في نوع الحب اللي اسمه الاجابي ده اللي هو حب العطاء ده اللي بيجي من الاب والام بيفتقدوه فبيروحوا للايروس ده بيحاولوا يعوضوه بيه.
And a girl might think if I have sex with the boy he loves me.
والبنت بتفكر لو انا عملت سكس مع الولد يبقى هيحبني.
Of course it's a lie.
طبعا دي كده.
It will lead to more disappointment and confusion.
هو اصلا بيخلق ارتباك اكتر وخلق قلق اكتر.
Then lastly, growing up. I think this is the phase where you really should discover, well, this is what my purpose in life is. And then learning to give the best you have. My youngest son right now, he's 20. And he's really struggling. With his destiny. What's the sense of life, you know? What's the sense of life? What's the meaning of life? And I think it's a difficult phase also. But when you get to that in a good way, you know, you end up hopefully in a marriage, you know, and in relationships with good friends, and eventually you start to have a family. So this is a very short introduction. How children grow up in a family. And what goes well.
What can go wrong.
And I just wanted to show you this. Just to wake you up a little bit. And make you realize that the things you're struggling with today might be rooted in one of these phases here. Where do you come from? Who are you? And where are you going? And how are you here today? And in your heart, there's a lot of stuff. Good stuff. Bad stuff. Okay, let's go to the next slide. Stories and metaphors. Have you ever wondered why Jesus is telling so much stories? Music, arts, movies, metaphors go much deeper.
علشان كده الموسيقى وال سوري ما كنت شايف ميوزك
ارت
والفن الحاجات المهمة والافلام حاجات مهمة عشان توصل لقلبك.
So and with a metaphor you enable yourself to think out of the box.
والامثال او الحاجات التصويرية دي انت بتبقى عارف تفكر بره الصندوق. ممكن حد يفكر
So with a metaphor, it's really easy sometimes also to talk about your heart.
Yeah.
I think Jesus told very deep things to people. With just simple stories. It was so touching. That some people would cry. And others got so furious that they wanted to kill him. And the story of Lazarus when he died, the Pharisees exactly knew what Jesus was talking about. And they got furious. So metaphors gives you the ability to bring to the surface of your heart what's hidden there.
فالأمثال بتخليك تطلع اللي في قلبك تخليه على السطح.
And it's also a very safe way to talk about what's in your heart.
وهي طريقة آمنة إن أنت تتكلم بيها تحكي بيها عن قلبك.
Okay, so now let's make it practical.
خلينا حاجة عليها.
You all have pen and paper? You have pen and paper?
عندكم قلم ورق؟
Okay. So I've been talking enough now, I think.
أنا اتكلمت كفاية
دلوقتي. I'm going to explain you this. And then we are going to have some time for yourself, about 5 to 10 minutes. And then we're going to have a time of sharing. And also a time of ministry. Let me explain. So this is about your journey and my journey. So what do you see here? It's a sea. It's a boat. This is a vlog. How do you say vlog? A raft. A raft. This is a sailing boat, catamaran. So if you look at the sea, that's a good metaphor about your life. Your sea. How was your sea so far? Was it rough? Was it calm? Your vessel. What kind of vessel were you using? Was your style of living dynamic or very calm? Was it a big container ship? Or a raft? Or a speedboat? Or a sailing ship? Just think about it. Huh? How do you sail? How do you sail, or how did you sail? How do you plan your time, or rather not? Do you go with the wind? And do you go fast, or do you go by power engine, or? And the captain, who's the captain? How do you make your decisions? Based on feelings? And don't tell me Jesus makes my decision, that's the religious answer, of course. Let's be honest, how do you make the decisions? And your crew? How are your parents, your teachers, your friends, co-workers, who's on the boat with you? And rescue, what kind of means for rescue do you have? Yeah, if something goes wrong, there's a big storm, or you have a shipwreck, you know, what's your rescue? Dangers, what kind of dangers did you encounter on your sea? Temptations, limitations, hindrances?
المعوقات، المحدودية، التجارب.
You got the picture?
خلاص الصورة تمام؟
Okay. So this is actually a metaphor for your life.
ده زي مثل أو نموذج هنتبعه لحياتك. You want me to
Okay. Your journey.
رحلتك.
So if you look at the type of sea.
لو هتبص لنوع البحر.
Calm, quiet, occupied, rough, unpredictable.
Calm and quiet are the same for us, by the way.
Right.
هادي ولا هادي ولا مشغول ولا صعب ولا مكان غير متوقع.
So what kind of vessel are you using? It's a rescuer, rowing, a ferry, a tanker, a speedboat, a cruise ship.
I don't know exactly the translation for the. بتاعت حاويات ولا بتاعت إنقاذ ولا قارب سرعة ولا اللي هو السفينة الكبيرة بتاعت ركاب. شو
The sailing, it's straight.
الإبحار كان على كان مباشر يعني دايركت ولا مخطط له.
Flowing, like going with the flow. It's a game. Life is a game. Or you just play on the water. Who's your captain?
مين اللي بيقود؟
Do you listen to your feelings?
Even captain.
Or did you make your decision by thinking very well?
هل انت بتسمع لمشاعرك ولا افكارك؟
Do you depend on others?
ولا حاجة تانية؟
Or of God.
ولا ربنا.
The crew on your ship.
الطاقم بتاعك الناس اللي معاك.
You have a happy crew.
هم فرحانين.
Or angry.
ولا طاقم غضبان.
Were people supportive
around you? هل كانوا مساندين ليك؟
Were they absent?
ولا مش موجودين؟
No crew. I have to do it all by myself.
ولا ما عندكش crew أساسا؟
Or they may be even jealous.
أو يمكن كانوا غيرانين؟
Or you even had pirates on board.
ولا كان عندك قراصنة؟
Then the guidance.
القيادة.
Oh, I used the map.
أنت بتستخدم خريطة.
I had a compass.
ولا عندك بوصلة.
And I even saw the lighthouse over there.
ولا بتتبع المنارات.
And what are the dangers you encountered?
إيه بقى المخاطر؟
The ship.
السفينة.
The weather, the crew, the mist, the pirates.
الضباب، القراصنة تاني.
And I would add one more here.
وهضيف واحد تاني كمان.
We're checking out the driving ship.
Cargo hold.
Cargo hold. What's in the cargo hold of the ship?
وكان في ايه في الحته بتاعت النقل اللي هو المكان المخصص للشنط كده.
What's deeply hidden into the ship there?
اللي مستخبي في الحته بتاعت النقل في السفينه ده.
You have a secret? Do you have a secret?
Secret.
So you have the picture now?
Okay.
So what are we going to do now? I would like you to write down in these metaphors but you can just use your own. These are just examples.
دي مجرد أمثلة بس أنت ينفع تستخدم كلماتك الخاصة بيك.
Yeah. Just think about your own.
فكر الحاجات الخاصة بيك إيه؟
A lot of noises.
Think it's a fight.
Let's wait a little bit. So let me give you an example of how I would tell my story. And we are looking not at your current situation, but just tell us about what happened in the past up till now, okay? Yeah? So if I would tell my story of my life up till now. Or I would say I would focus on my youth. Eh? I could say let me talk about my youth here. Then I would say that my sea was rough and unpredictable.
أنا هقول مثلاً إن نوع البحر بتاعي
And I think the type of vessel we were in, I think we were in a speedboat.
وأعتقد إن أنا كنت بستخدم قارب السرعة.
Sailing.
With a car.
It was straight.
كان في خط مستقيم.
The captain.
والكابتن.
Feelings.
كان المشاعر.
The crew.
والطاقم الثاني أو الناس الموجودة.
Angry.
كان غضبان.
Absent.
ومش موجود أساساً غايب.
So just think about your own story, you know, about how you grew up. And I would like to ask you to write it down. And then we'll ask some of you if you have the courage. To come up here. And then she will translate it for us in English. And then let's see what God says. Into that situation. And we could pray for you. You don't have to come here and tell it. It's a choice. But I would really like you to do this exercise. And just take some time, 10 to 15 minutes. And write your story in this way. And then we'll have a time of sharing. Is that okay?
ماشي.
Any questions?
أي أسئلة؟ عايز أقول
أقلم. Any questions? No.
أي أسئلة؟
نموذج.
هقول أنا فهمت إيه عشان يبقى ماشي.
She wants to make sure that she got what she wants. Okay.
مطلوب مني إن أقول أنا ده يعني ده حياتي مش إزاي أو إيه الحاجات اللي كانت مميزة مرة على الحاجات اللي هو كاتبها. وأنا وصلت لإيه دلوقتي ولا ده بس ما يميزها؟
She's asking. I'll describe what was going on through my life, or what was going on, and I what did I get now, or where I stand now.
I think you should focus on your past.
La, I'll
motivate you. We could do the same exercise and focus on the future, of course. Maybe we can do that also if there's time or after lunch. Because that's also a good thing. This is where I came from. And this is in my heart. And that's where I want to go to. Ah, I need healing. I need restoration. I need help. I need God. Okay? But now we focus on your past. Okay, shall we take 10, 15 minutes? So you don't have to tell anything concrete,
eh?
It's like my father used to hit me. Or my mom was always yelling to me. And my brother, he's a... Don't do that, eh? Use a metaphor. Okay, and then we'll listen. And let's see what God says in this. Okay?